Welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. It's me, Dirty Yuri Fists of Fury, coming at you live.
Making you that spicy curry.
Oh, I don't like curry.
He's not only the judge, he's also the jury. His favorite actor is Bill Murray.
I like Bill Murray.
And on his weekends, he's a furry. My name is Michael Graham, and I'm your other host. What's up, nerds?
Fucking nerds, bro. Nerds.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hope you guys don't change a thing and just are the same piece of shit you guys were last year.
Just accept yourself.
Just accept it.
But we're going to change a few things to the podcast.
Yes, we will change
we're gonna
some
try.
Aspects of this podcast.
Yeah, we're trying a couple new things.
Like saying the word dick less. No, I'm just kidding. Mm. That's my cream.
It's my dick-shaped crutch that I lean on, and it carries me to up the hill of Dick Mountain.
Of Dick Mountain.
Yeah.
All right. But,
very quicker than the first take because the microphone was muted, so this is our second try going through. January 17th at the Underground, I'm doing some stand-up.
At the Underground, doing some improv.
It's just stand. It's not
just
improv.
Some stand-up.
Yeah, it's stand-up.
Yeah, go see Choder Mike 69.
Yeah.
At the Underground.
But thank you. Also, we have a Twitter now. Follow us at Dangerous Let's.
But what? Dangerous Let's?
At Dangerous Let's. And we will follow you back. We'll give you those retweets and those favorites.
I don't know how to tweet, so you're going to be...
All right, I'll mostly be in charge of that one, but I'll show Uriel all the good shit on it.
Yeah, all right. I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the job.
They didn't have Let's Get Dangerous?
No, well, you know, that was a Darkwing Duck fan club took it.
So. Did they really?
Yeah.
Pieces of shit, that show's not even on. Is it on?
No, it's not. Maybe in syndication in, like, Singapore or something,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe like Indonesians are just getting it.
Out of the two of us, which one of us is the Darkwing Duck and which one's the
little... I'm Darkwing Duck.
Which one of us is... You're the little red-haired girl.
No.
You can be Launchpad or Scrooge McDuck, but I'm Darkwing.
I'm Darkwing.
I would wear the
Darkwing?
Fuck out of that wide-brimmed hat and you know
it. No, you wouldn't. You'd look weird.
You'd look weird. You have a beard. I look more
I'm
like
a man.
Duck. I look more like a duck than you will ever look. Like a duck.
I'm not gonna, you know what, I'm gonna let you have that one.
Thank you.
Alright, you can be Darkwing Duck.
Thank you. You can be Scrooge.
I don't wanna be Scrooge.
You don't wanna dive into that pool full of gold?
I'll dive.
Alright.
I'll dive.
I'm looking out for you here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to. But that's not, you know, that's gonna be the first of many of our debates because we're gonna do new stuff today.
We're doing new stuff, guys. So we've been getting some feedback and all of it. Has been positive and like new ideas. Right now we're trying to figure out what we are.
And as far as the constructive criticism, I wish you guys wouldn't drop hard F-bombs in our direction because we're both straight men.
Yes. I know. Funny thing, my buddy Dan, shout out to my buddy Dan and his wife, Sugar Boobs, that's what he calls her. Huge
tits. Is that
tits.
A Christian name? Or?
Yeah.
Alright.
Pretty sure they just told me today. It's like, I'm pretty sure Mike and Yuri are gay together, and this is like his way of coming out of Yuri's week. I was like, yeah, I'm coming out to the public. That's a way to come out.
The world couldn't handle our gay sex. It would create a fissure, and all the bad people would fall into it and die.
Oh, yeah. This is where I draw the line.
I would fuck you into a crater.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It would cause tsunamis on the other side of the planet.
Oh, I don't...
It would cause the polar ice caps to melt.
I don't want no part of that. Is that what's causing global warming right now?
Just
hard anal sex?
It's just this tension between us is just heating up the ionosphere.
Is that a real word?
It's part of this. It's one of
You're making shit up.
That's one of the things around
You're
the planet.
You're making shit up.
Maybe. But yeah, do you want to try one of the new segments?
Let's try it. What are we calling it? What is it?
I don't know, and also, I mean, I guess we can go back and edit and add in a sound clip.
Yeah.
Alright. Which one do you want to try first? Because I don't... Let's do the unnamed one where we're going to... I was thinking we could call it G-rated.
G-rated. G-spot.
Jeez, you're in the right... You're in the ballpark.
I'm in the ballpark.
But we're going to go the other direction because we're going to take the names of existing adult films and we're going to rewrite them based on the name.
Okay.
And I figure we could start it out slow with two each and see how much time it takes.
Okay.
All right, so let me give you...
Let's
do it. Yeah, you want to go first?
Yeah, what do we got?
Alright, let me move.
Hold on, you go first. Just so I can see what the fuck I've got to do.
Alright.
Because this is news to me.
Okay. Well, the first one I saw is called A Clear and Pleasant Stranger.
That sounds like a soft, like a tasteful softcore porn.
It probably is, but we're going to make it and clean it up because I'm thinking this is more like a coming of age story, maybe like a Forrest Gump thing where there's just kind of an idiot that strolls into town, but he helps people and does good deeds. A Clear and Pleasant Stranger.
Oh my God.
Is it clear? Yeah, clear. So, okay, here's what I figured. It starts out on the farm. There's a dad already working with the sun coming up and then you hear the rooster cock-a-doodle doing in the background.
Yeah.
And the mom's making breakfast, and she's like, "Pa, get in here. Breakfast is ready." But the dad is looking the other way, and he's like, "Pa, did you hear me?" And he's like, "Hold on, wife. There's a clear and pleasant stranger strolling through town." And he's played... I'm seeing Tom Hanks in my head.
Tom Hanks, I feel, can play... That's like, when you were describing it to me, like, the first thing that came to mind, The Green Mile.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of Green Mile in this as well, yeah. But only he's going to be the stranger. And he's going to kind of be an idiot.
And not the dude who bangs little kids.
Right.
Okay.
Not the Sam Rockwell.
I love Sam Rockwell.
Dude, that movie made me hate Sam Rockwell.
I know!
He's such a good actor. He's a
great actor. Funny guy. I loved him in Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah, I did too. That
such
movie's
a good
great.
Movie, yeah.
We should kiss. Anyway... Everybody, he's going to do all these weird things, but he's also going to, like, help people out, and the town's going to turn against him, because maybe, I don't know, maybe he pets a bunny rabbit too hard, like Lenny and Mice and Men, and breaks its
and
neck.
And breaks a neck?
Yeah, and then, get that freak out of town! And then he's like, I just wanted to help. And then
I can't see Tom Hanks
playing kind of a mentally challenged
yeah.
person. All right, maybe he doesn't have to be, maybe he's got a magic briefcase or some sort of gimmick. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, anyway, the town comes around and accepts him, and they all live happily ever after. A Clear and Pleasant Stranger.
Okay.
I don't know what it's actually about. I bet it's about somebody...
What's the plot to that porno?
I don't know. These are just the names, just the titles.
Okay, so then now, what I'm going to do... I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to tell you that, like, this dude... strolls the town and kind of like fucking starts swooping up on all the dudes ladies in that town. So like while they work, he's taking them to Pleasure Town. You know what I mean? I feel like that's are you trying to find the plot?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the plot. Jack Ryan is drawn into an illegal war.
Jack Ryan? No, I know no. Jack Ryan.
Okay, that's a clear and present danger. My bad.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, got confused there.
Stranger?
Yeah, a clear and pleasant stranger is the adult version. So he's a patriotic guy. Instead of naming Jack Ryan, his name is Jack...
Reacher.
Tryon. Jack Reacher. That's the Tom Cruise one.
Tom Cruise is a... I think Tom Cruise did softcore.
No.
Oh, that was Sylvester Stallone.
That's Sylvester, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I haven't. They renamed it the Italian Stallion, and you can find it, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
All right. Do you want to...
Okay, let's see what I got.
Here's a good one. Backseat Confidential.
Oh, that's a classic.
Take me away.
So, fuck, I have the... Now all I can think of is all the Backseat Confidential pornographies that I've seen.
Clean them up. We're making this family appropriate.
So basically, I'm thinking of Taxi Driver Confessionals.
Shout out to Taxi Cab Confessions.
That's a pretty good one.
Bring it back.
I think it's, yeah. Okay, so what is it again? Backseat confessionals?
Yeah, backseat confidential.
Or confidentials?
Oh, wait, here's a better one. Here's an easier one for you. Ball in the family.
Holy Christ. So I gotta turn this into a watchable children's movie?
At least only rated, let's say, like PG-13.
Okay, that's, you know. Ball in the family. So then, I'm thinking, this is a family of basketball players, right?
Yeah.
And instead of, you know...
It's Michael Jordan's family.
Michael Jordan's family didn't play basketball.
Do they all have terrible gambling addictions?
Possibly.
All right, go on, I'm sorry.
So, ball, what is it? God damn it.
Ball in the family.
Ball in the family. So they're basically, you know, just a family of basketball players, and like... Here comes, like, it's like a half fucking, what is it, Space Jam. It's like a combination of Space Jam and Love and Basketball, right?
All
right,
I'm listening. You got me.
So, this is going to be animated.
All right.
With, like, Love and Basketball, which is basically like a love movie. So, it's basically, it's going to be these two, like, childhood friends, bro. In love, always had a crush on each other. But I'm thinking that they're just gonna straight to banging. I can't do that.
This is the challenge.
This is hard.
This is the hard part.
And
you're
then
doing great.
So
stay
like,
with me. You're doing amazing.
I know. So like then I don't know. I'm not fucking good at this one.
You want to try a different?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not that creative.
You are that creative. Do you want me to try to give you another one? I don't want this. We're keeping it in.
God damn. Fuck you.
What about Malcolm XXX?
Oh my God.
I got this one. Okay, you remember those XXX movies starring Vin Diesel?
Are you going to go with Frankie Muniz in it?
No. Malcolm in the Middle.
That's what I went with.
Malcolm in the Middle, Triple X. Malcolm XXX in the Middle. No. Hear me out. There's it's a period piece during Civil Rights Movement, and Malcolm X is XXX, but before Vin Diesel was, so he's like doing doing secret missions for the president and stuff, but he's also, you know, a civil rights leader.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one wrote itself. It was easy.
Yeah, that was good.
And the part of the problem is the KKK is trying to take over the prison. He's like, not in my motherfucking America, and I don't do a good.
Does it turn into Black Klansman?
Could do that. It could take a twist. Like, he gets the Black Panthers to help him and stuff. Yeah.
It's like a Black John Wick, but instead of John Wick, it's Malcolm X.
It's Malcolm X, and he jumps a jet ski over, like, a moving train or something. You know, needs a big effect.
Yeah. And then just fucking just pyrotechnics everywhere.
Yeah.
Like just shit just blows up behind him.
Anyway.
And then Malcolm X bangs this Russian chick.
No, we're staying away from
the fuck,
but
see?
That's kind of a spy trope. That's kind of a spy movie trope. Okay, it's implied that he bangs the Russian
chick. Is it like Spy Kids then?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Malcolm X and Spy Kids?
It's gonna. Okay. I'm gonna save a couple of these. Maybe I'll do them or something. Alright. Because, like, the Da Vinci Load might be a fun one. Where you're just moving a bunch of Leonardo da Vinci paintings somewhere, like in a group, and you're like, hey, we gotta get that load over here. We gotta deliver that load.
God damn.
Well, anyway, tell us if you like that one, because we're trying new stuff. We might keep it. We might not.
I feel like it'd work better if we would just kind of, like, just give those, like, movies a plot point. Like, a plot, you know what I mean? Like, where would you take it?
All right, yeah, we don't have to make it clean.
Yeah, because I'm not a clean person.
All right.
I'm a savage.
All right, you want to do one where you just take it wherever your mind goes?
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to give you a good one. All right. The Slutty Professor.
Jesus Christ. I'm thinking Eddie Murphy.
Of course.
You know.
In a fat suit?
I feel like this is Eddie Murphy's life. Because all that guy does is fuck.
It's just a handy cam. It's all shaky and stuff. Yeah. And it's just Eddie Murphy's voice.
Eddie Murphy throwing his fucking life.
And he's like, you gotta suck that dick.
Yeah. That guy's got like 10 kids, bro.
Yeah, he does.
With like 8 different chicks.
Damn, Eddie Murphy. And remember that time he got arrested with a transvestite hooker?
Because he's just banged all the chicks. He's like, fuck it, I'm gonna give this a shot.
He needed something new.
Like, I need to switch this up.
He's Eddie fucking Murphy.
It's Eddie Murphy.
God bless him.
Yeah, so I'm just like picturing, what was it again? Fucking.
The Slutty Professor? The Slutty
Professor?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just Eddie Murphy's life and he just wears glasses. That's all it is.
Okay, yeah. Oh, perfect. Maybe you're right. Yeah, we don't have to clean it up.
No, fuck that. We're not clean here.
Yeah, you're right. This is Let's Get Dangerous.
This is Let's Get Dangerous. Not Let's Get Safe, bro.
You're right.
This is Let's Get Dangerous.
You've awoken me.
I'm not here to play safe.
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
What was I thinking?
Dude, I don't know, bro.
I was trying this New Year, New Me thing.
No. I know you. You're a dirty piece of shit, but I like it.
It's a new, more visceral, more feral me. My teeth are sharp. My claws are out.
You're like that fucking stray cat outside my fucking door,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
The fucking cat slash, like, tiger.
That thing was enormous. You could have put a saddle on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big cat.
Okay. Well, let me check the clock here. Let's see where we're at. Okay. Want to throw in some misconnections?
All right. Let's do some misconnections.
And then we'll put in a musical cue here as well.
Let's see. Middle. This is called, I was exercising in the park.
Nice.
Middle-aged, fit, white guy was exercising in the park.
Look, I'm not middle-aged. Is that you? I'm not middle-aged.
Oh, no. You
look young. I'm only 28.
Wearing my black, dry skins, and you walked by. Looked like you were checking me out. And then you came back, and I was bent over stretching. And said something to tell me what you said. I should have gotten your number. Like, have you ever picked up chicks at parks?
No, because the only parks that I've ever really been around before I moved was, like, the city park in Winnemucca. So it was just children kids, and, like, their dads.
You could have picked up, like, on the moms, dude. Like, which one's yours?
I'm not into moms, really.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a tricky situation.
Yeah.
I've dealt with that before. It's weird.
I could never love a child that isn't, you know.
Yeah. I mean, someone who does, though, he's, like, he's a better man than me.
Is he?
You know, kind of. You're a fucking man. Have to take care of some other motherfucker's kids, dude.
That's true.
Good for you, you know. But that's not for me. I'm not trying to raise no other motherfucker's kids, dude. Get me?
Yeah, I would feel super guilty turning your kid against you.
Yeah,
because I would be the clear favorite.
Which? What would you do?
I'd just be myself. Kids like me.
Yeah. Is your child yourself?
Yeah.
I'm the same way though.
Yeah. So kids, I imagine, love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you start to fuck away from me.
Then I bag on him, dude.
My oldest nephew, I do, but he's into all the fads and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'm trying to tell you to go away from the pack. That's the secret to being cool. That's the secret,
dude.
It's not like that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
So this guy is just, it's a female. You don't find a lot, I read these often, you don't find a lot of females trying to fucking post some shit on
here. They're usually like, hey, my name is Glenn, and I'm looking for this dude, Steven, I met at Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Each other tuggers in the men's room.
I'm not going to Texas Roadhouse.
That's where you get a tugger from a truck driver.
Oh, my God.
They got those man hands. You'll be done in three squeezes.
Let's see what else we got right here. Let's see. Fuck, I fucking had someone here.
God, sick fade. Oh, I love it.
Thank you. I just got a haircut. I look clean as a motherfucker right now.
Also, I was only referencing it because there's some dead air while you're looking for that. I didn't want it to just be you and me sitting breathing at each other.
Molly L. I saw you a few times over the last 2 years, but last month I passed you in Sun Valley. Okay, Sun Valley.
Crack.
Horrible place to pick up chicks.
If you got some meth on you, that'll make it easier there.
It'll easier.
Yeah.
It's like a catnip.
Yeah.
For Sun Valley sluts. You know what I mean?
And I'd say if you live in Sun Valley, no offense, but at the same time, I haven't seen anything I've liked up there.
Dude, fuck. I used to work with this dude. Total piece of shit. He used to say he owned all these fucking houses in Sun Valley. I'm like, Tim, those aren't houses, motherfucker. Those are trailers, dog. And I would not be bragging about you owning multiple trailers. What are you, fucking the Donald Trump of the trailer park, dude?
Every month, rent is late from his tenants. Everything's broken in all of them, so he never shows up to fix it because he's stressed out. So he's, you know, addicted to internet pornography, I'm sure. Ruining his marriage.
Here's one right here. Mr. Big. That's quite the title.
That could be about me.
I don't think so.
All right, let's hear it.
You were the big trucker at the Shell station at Red Rock Road. I know where that. That's, dude, that's the down. That's literally like a quarter mile from my house.
I don't think that one was me.
That was not you. You kind of scared me. But I would like to try and get back together. So they've done this before. She's a cab lizard.
Bringing them back.
Bringing them back. Bringing
back the cab lizard.
Dude. Mm-mm. Cab lizards don't quit. They got to fucking...
They got to scratch that itch. I wonder what
their rates are.
They're not doing this for themselves. They're doing this to get a little money.
I sure fucking hope so. I would like to meet a cab lizard. I have so many questions.
My truck that I drive for my day job isn't big enough.
Just park. Just go there. Just go to a fucking truck. Go to the fucking Alamo. And just go park that motherfucker and see. Just stay there for like an hour or two and see what you get.
All right, I'll just call the warehouse and be like, oh, I'm caught up in traffic. I'm going to be late.
But you said you were the boss and I believe you. Ooh. Boss of what?
Boss of that ass.
He's the boss of that ass?
Yeah, what else did he be the boss of?
That's it.
Yeah.
Not that fucking truck.
Call me the boss of that ass.
I'm going to start asking the old lady to call me the boss of that ass. That'd be pretty cool. Like, oh, the boss of that ass. And I'd be like, oh, yeah.
She's not going to call
me. No, she's not going to do that. Could you imagine how cool that'd be, though?
Yeah.
If you ask homegirl to do it, I would. Just to see what she's saying.
Well, I know she's going to listen to this, so yeah. I'll let her bring it up to me.
What if she's like, next time she's like, oh, you're the boss of this ass.
Then I will giggle and high five her.
But she left her number here. You know what pisses me off?
Let's call it on the podcast.
Are you gonna call it?
Oh, fuck yeah, brother. Okay, you just tell me what that number is.
It is 530.
Okay.
263.
Okay, wait. 530.
263.
263. Oh, we shouldn't. Okay, don't say the last one. God damn. Just show me the, Okay. Got it?
Okay.
All right, I'll put it on speakerphone. I'm not even star 69 in my number.
God damn it.
Hello?
Hey.
Somebody. At the tone, please record your message. When you...
Ugh, fucker, dude.
Let's call again. I'll leave a message.
Mike's actually calling.
Message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That was a dude's voice.
Hey there, this is the boss. We met at the Alamo gas station just a little while back. Here's the thing, I miss you steaming up my cab. I want you to sit on this face and ride me for miles and miles. If I had my air horn with me right now, that's where I'd toot it. So I'm just going to make the sound with my mouth. A toot, toot. Now you make sure you call the boss back. Stay sweet.
It's weird because that was a dude's voicemail.
That girl's sneaking around on her husband. Or maybe. That's her pimp.
Either one. I don't know.
Or he's a gay man. But it didn't sound like a gay man.
It didn't sound. It's, did we dial the right number?
Let me see. I'm just going to cross-reference this talk for a moment.
God damn, I can't believe you called. If he calls, I hope he leaves a voicemail.
No, I called the right
one. Is it the right one?
Yeah, I called the right number, so we'll see.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait on that.
Yeah, see what I'll tell you guys if there's an update on that one. Because I didn't block my number or anything.
So, let's see what else we got here.
Yeah, let's do one more and then an ad break.
Okay. They fucking clean these up too much, bro.
Yeah. All right, Craigslist, I'm going to follow you on Twitter, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. You're going to let us get back to that this dirty, dangerous Craigslist where people were getting murdered. That's when it was fun.
Mature Nubian woman.
Damn.
I'm loving the fact that whoever wrote this said Nubian.
Yeah, that's not racist at
all. That's not racist at all. I'm going to start calling black people Nubian. What's up, my Nubian brother?
Be careful with that N sound, though, in the beginning, because they won't even let me get it out. Yeah, they might think you're going the wrong way.
But we say pow! Right in the face.
Dead.
Listen, okay, so it says, I just wanted to say that you were so beautiful, and I was so comfortable talking to you. Never got to the part where we found out our status, but you did tell me that you truly enjoyed white men for specific reasons. What the fuck?
What are the reasons?
What are the reasons?
Yeah, I want to know.
Please do tell me what those reasons are. You respond to the conversation we had. Let's talk some more.
Oh, he wants to know too. Okay.
About this, I am truly interested. Yeah, he wants to know too. But what business?
It's because of our sleek, circumcised penises.
Maybe. Maybe she's just
They like just it with tired. The hood down. It's beautiful. It has a gleam to it. It's shiny. You can see both balls' reflection in the undershaft. It's a magnificent piece. Everybody should get one of these.
I don't know. Like, maybe she's just tired of, like, taking that Nubian dong. Like, this vag is
You've already got to use Nubian in this.
I know.
I'm really
I love
proud
it.
Of you.
Thank you. It's like that. All that Nubian dong is just wearing out this wizard sleeve I have down here. And, like, I just can't handle it anymore.
You know that dicks don't actually reshape vaginas, right?
Go ask a fucking dude with a 12-inch donger. Like one of those Nubian brothers.
He's going to say, I've never gotten laid except by, you know, a towel that I wrapped in a rubber band. Because that's
a fufu. Only...
Yeah.
I know, what's it called?
Jacobson. Shout out to Eric Jacobson. It's a fufu. He's the one who told me that his military buddies were making it. He said his military buddies, and I trust him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I think it's called a fufu.
Fufu.
It's like a prison fucking... prison style Fleshlight. Pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You want to make a
I got one more.
All
right. Susie's on Friday morning. Have you heard Susie's the sex shop?
Sure, sure. Shout out to Susie's.
I've never been there.
I've never been. I drive by it on 2nd Street.
Have you ever been to a sex shop? Like in general?
No, I've only been to the back section of Spencer's, which is like a half-ass
sex
shop.
That's stupid.
Yeah, no. It's
I've never been into one. I don't know.
You want to go in one and take some pictures for the Instagram?
I don't think they'd appreciate that.
Give them a shout out on the podcast. They'll love it.
Okay, so it says, about 10:30 a.m. you came into the last booth. What the fuck? Dude, that's early.
That's the jack-off booth.
Yeah.
Ew.
I was next door. Ew. Oh, hold on then. So this is a glory hole scenario.
Okay, go on.
Best BJ ever. I want to return the favor. Describe yourself to me.
Like, if it's a glory hole, that person only saw the penis, so he's gonna just, oh, there's a scar, and there's like some freckles.
Yeah, that sounds
it.
Like a glory hole scenario to me.
And sometimes I get this weird rogue hair that's just popping out the side shaft.
So, for those of you who aren't familiar, a glory hole is a hole cut out in a stall bathroom or a wall where you can't see your counterpart, whether it be male or female.
Generally male.
And you stick your penis through the hole, and generally...
On the other side.
Yeah. Generally, there will be someone on the other side who will be performing fellatio services.
Maybe they'll start slow with a little bit of hand stuff.
Yeah. But that's what a glory hole is. And that's exactly what this sounds like to me. You know?
You want to go to Susie's with me?
I'll go to Susie's. I've never been.
All right. We'll go in the stalls of the glory hole so we know it's each other.
You know what?
Let me out. Hear me out.
Nope.
We're not going to glory hole each other.
Okay, I'll go.
Alright, I'll glory hole you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going. Can you... There's gotta be jizz everywhere.
Hey, you're right. I didn't think about that. I'll bring some Clorox wipes.
I'm going in there with a hazmat suit.
I'll bring like some Purell and a Clorox wipe and some latex
gloves. I'm not gonna go in there.
I wanna see.
Can you imagine the filth, bro? I'll give you $20.
You don't gotta pay me. I wanna see it just
no, so hold on, let me finish. I'll give you $20 if you lick the inside door handle of that motherfucker.
That's how you get AIDS, my friend, and I will not do that for any amount of money. I'll be leaving with a cold sore, no doubt.
Yeah. Yet you want to walk in there
and just look at it. Yeah, I'm not going to touch anything.
There's no automatic doors that I think. I don't think so. I've never been there, actually. I don't know.
I want to go look for sure.
Ugh, that's gross. All right.
We'll go. You know what? Let's take a break. Let's play now. Let's take a break. All right. I'm gay. All right. Thank you for listening to our beautiful sponsor.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I think it's time for us to try yet another new segment.
Master debate, dude.
We could call it that. I was gonna say we could call it the danger zone.
Oh yes, the danger zone. Cause I don't like to get into the safe zone.
No, I knew that about you when we first started this.
Yeah,
I'm buckled up.
I live in the danger zone, dude.
For this, okay, with our new Twitter, we're just gonna pick up some random topics for this week. But I want either DM it to our Instagram, slide into our DMs, send us what you want us to debate about. We'll pick a side. Slide into the danger zone.
Slide into the danger zone.
Either send us a message on
pussy.
Twitter.
Yeah, don't be. All right.
Send us a message on Twitter.
Get in the danger zone.
Instagram and get all the way.
Get in the danger zone.
Yeah, get in there.
Just get in there, dude. Deep.
But yeah, okay, all right. I'll insert musical sting here.
What are we going to do for musical for masturbation?
We'll think of something later.
All right.
And, okay, let me bring up the topics. So, okay, here's our topic, and you can pick which side you want.
Okay.
Can vampires get AIDS from sucking blood that's affected?
Ah, fuck. I think so?
All right.
I'm saying yes.
Okay, so you're going to say it. So I'll take the other side. You want to go first or second?
Yeah, obviously. Like, I'm pretty sure just by, like, I mean, fuck, I'm not a doctor. Like, I don't specialize in fucking AIDS. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty good at medical practices, mm-hmm. but in my experience with AIDS, mm-hmm. it's, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I think you can get that through blood. Like, drinking it, though? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's tough.
Well, what you're failing to consider here is that these are mythical creatures. So, the diseases...
No, they're real.
The diseases of mere mortals...
No, they're real. Google it.
The diseases of mere mortals don't affect these night fiends.
You're scared of facts,
these blood
bro.
Stalkers.
Cold, you know, hard facts.
You haven't looked at any facts. You haven't done your research. I've watched every season
of
House.
I've researched...
I
this
know.
Many times.
It's a bloodborne pathogen.
I've seen Vampire Diaries, bro. You can suck.
I watched
cock.
True Blood. They had hepatitis V, but not AIDS.
Hepatitis Vag?
Well, V, vampire, Vag.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's, you can totally get it. Drink it from drinking blood.
Yeah, but not if you're a mythical night fiend that's immortal and the only way you can die is a stake through the heart or getting your head cut
that's
off.
That's real, dude.
Yeah, you can't get
Have
AIDS.
Have you seen
though,
Hotel Transylvania?
I don't watch
One,
Adam Sandler
two,
movies
or
anymore.
Three?
You can't even use Adam Sandler in your defense. You're automatically disqualified because he fell off the hill and he's still
Adam
rolling
Sandler?
To the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't argue that one. I can't debate that one. But what I will debate, sir, is the fact that vampires can get AIDS by drinking blood.
I'm going to say they're protected by magical
mysticism. I've read
mysticism.
Many published articles.
You read Bram
on
Stoker?
The subject. I mean...
The man who
I've
invented
read Twilight.
Dracula?
I'm pretty sure
Dracula?
Robert Pattinson got AIDS from filming Twilight.
Well, he's not a real vampire.
Is he not, though?
He's an actor. He just played one.
Debatable.
That is debatable. You want to move into that? Is Robert Pattinson a real vampire? I'm going to say he's not.
Google
I'm going to say he's English.
It's on his Wikipedia page.
Look, we could look now and solve it, or we could debate this like men.
We
back it up without telling me to go to your reference bitch the internet.
Listen, Miss Ludlow's English class, I wrote an essay on that.
On if Robert AIDS. Pattinson was
vampire blood. AIDS. And then Robert Pattinson being a vampire.
I'm pretty sure you graduated before Twilight was a thing.
I might have caught the first one.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay, I feel so like I was a senior on the first one.
I lied. I didn't mean to do a research paper on that.
What else are you going to lie about in these debates? I'm sticking to the facts.
No, I'm not lying about... Hold on, bitch.
You're a spawn of the devil.
The blood out of this dong.
AIDS. I might get AIDS from it. I'm not a vampire.
What are you trying to say, bitch, that I have AIDS?
You told me to suck the blood out of your dog.
Oh, Jan's going to be upset about the AIDS. Just kidding. I don't have AIDS.
We did a blood bond. We cut our hands open and
you have AIDS. Surprise.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you can
that
totally
means at get... least 30 other people have AIDS.
I don't think you've had sex with that many people.
Yeah, but I've cut my hand open and shook hands with them.
But, I'm going to go with vampires can get AIDS from sucking blood.
And I'm going to say they're not. And, you know, go ahead and voice your opinions on one of our many social media platforms.
And vampires are real? I don't give a fuck what you say.
You ever seen a vampire?
Talk to that girl I hooked up with when I was 16. I'm pretty sure she sucked something out of me.
Was it your blood?
It was jizz.
That's disgusting.
No, just kidding. No, I'm not kidding. She did.
All right. Let's move on to another debate. Round two.
I won the first one. I won it.
I think I had that. I won it. You decide. Twitter poll.
Okay, next.
All right. What's better, daydreaming or night dreaming?
You choose.
Oh, right. Okay. Let's go with night dreaming.
Night dreaming?
Yeah, I want to take night dreaming. You cool with that?
Okay.
All right.
Go.
All right. So the key difference between daydreaming and night dreaming is that the subconscious is playing way more of a big dick role in it, and it's taking you on a crazy roller coaster from hell. Sometimes it can be a terrifying nightmare.
You're using big words like subconscious, so you lost.
It's actually not that big of a word. And audience, I'm sorry, Ariel's implying that you're idiots right now. That's really rude of him.
I'm just kidding. I actually know some very smart people who listen to the podcast. I don't know why. They might be getting dumber listening to this podcast.
You disclaimer, you're going to get dumber listening to us. But yeah, it tells you things that you maybe only caught out of your peripheries during the day, and then it's coming and replaying at night, but through the weird visual metaphors of like, maybe you saw a baby that you thought was cute, but it's coming back to remind you as a sack of spider eggs or something that cracks open and crawls up your skin like a wave of little tiny legs. And that's why I like night dreaming better. Just because you don't know what's going to happen.
I have night terrors, bro. Okay? So, I'm not about that night dreaming, bro.
Fair enough.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's all about that daydreaming. There's light out.
It's like you got one hand
and
on the
wheel. And I'm afraid of the dark, bro.
It's getting dark right now.
Yeah. What do you think every light in this apartment is on?
Oh, good. I didn't think about it, but you're right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Really?
Nah, I like the dark.
Fuck you.
Alright, well, you know...
It's all about that daydream, dude. You know what I mean?
This is part of a bigger debate, daytime versus nighttime, I'm thinking.
Yeah, this is another time. I'd be here all day.
Right.
Get it?
Always... I do. Hey, nice. That one's,
thank you.
God, slid that one between my legs.
It's not all, dude. I like daydreaming just because you can zone out anyone else who's around.
Right.
You know what I mean? I do that during meetings, bro.
That's really rude, and you should be paying attention to those. Daydreams are detrimental to your workflow.
Sometimes I daydream during, like, drives. Like, I'm just... on fucking...
You're going to kill a family. You're going to run into a
minivan. That's not what we're debating here.
All right. Fair enough. But, you know,
okay, that's,
one foot follows the other.
Daydreaming, dude? Like, I'll be sitting there. Like, I'm just fucking hanging out. And my mind just drifts. I'm, like, on a beach.
See, but when it's nighttime and you're in your bed, you're safe. You don't got to worry about killing the family in the parking lot of Target. With the fat
that's
mom.
Besides this point, you're bringing up, you know,
I'm saying why night dreaming is better than daydreaming.
Fuck you. Okay? That's why. That's why they're better.
That's not a good point. You can't just say fuck you like that means something.
Yeah, it totally does.
It just fuck means you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you right now.
No.
I'm going to
pause this podcast.
I'm going to take your string, and I'm going to take your dick, and I'm going to put it up against my dick, and I'm going to tie them together, and then I'm going to run in the opposite direction of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have torque behind those things. I have immense torque, bro. Okay?
I got these long gazelle-like legs. I'm taking these mighty strides.
I'm digging these fucking heels into the ground, bro. Good luck.
I will run uphill if I have to and still rip a good 30 your dick off.
And I'd still be fucking 8 inches deep. That's a lie. I'm not even 8 inches deep now.
That makes one of us. So, what do you think? is it... Alright.
Okay, so I will say that it's not safer than night dreaming, but daydreaming is cooler because I'll do it while I'm using the women's bathroom at work.
Why do you use the women's bathroom?
Because there's nobody, we don't have any women at work there, so those are like the cleanest bathrooms.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Smart.
And I'm tired of sitting on other people's pubes, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Where like, it looks like someone purposely fucking sprinkles pubes on the toilet seat. Like, that's what their job is. And then they just piss everywhere. Hey,
can I tell you something? That was me. That wasn't any of your coworkers. I went in at night. I broke in through the window, and I did that.
Do you have, like, a little pouch of pubes, dude?
I just shaved.
Like, you have
Straight from the life tree. I just trimmed them off the bottom of the shaft, brother. Just let it sprinkle all over the seat. I'm sorry.
I doubt that. You look like you shave.
Yeah, those clippings gotta go somewhere.
Into the sink, bro.
No, under your work toilet seat.
Under my work toilet seat?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't wait to tell everyone at work.
Tell them.
It's like I found the source.
Tell them to come. Dude, to the
I've
source.
I've seen like 6-inch pubes, bro.
What can I say?
No, there's no way.
What can I say?
So you're telling me right now that your lady is just getting mouthful of pubes and she has to like work her way through the
thicket that is braids your pubes it for me.
That, and then into your penis.
She French braids it for me.
So you're telling me this bitch is coughing up hairballs?
No, all the time. She puts it into a ponytail.
If you have 6-inch pubes, she's coughing up hairballs.
She puts it into a ponytail and she throws it over her shoulder and then she.
And then proceeds to suck you off.
Actually, we're Christian and we're saving ourselves for marriage, so.
I'm pretty sure the last thing Christians are thinking of doing is French braiding pubes, bro.
We're just, you know, you can
progressive.
Look. You can look, you just can't touch.
Let me see.
All right, you're calling my bluff, and I respect it because they're not
I know
long
I'm not
enough
braided.
To French braid. But you can imagine.
But I have seen, like, dude, that's no joke. Like, I'm not fucking lying.
Maybe that, dude, that's gotta be off
six,
head.
Dude, these fucking pubes are huge, dog. Like,
if your balls and dick have pubes that long, you gotta knock the dust
dude,
off of that thing. You gotta
something.
Give it some sunlight.
Like,
that means you ain't using it.
Like, I'm not, because there's only a handful of people at work now. Like, whose pubes are these, bro? And why aren't they shaved? Like, trim it up. Get a fucking skin high fade, bro.
That's too long.
It's too long.
Can they, do you think that they're...
I feel like they're old ladies who have to, like, whoever's pubes are just, like, part in those pubes like the Red Sea. You know what I mean?
Like a wizard, like a wise old wizard with a big nose lives between their legs.
Like fucking... The wizard from Lord of the Rings. What the fuck's his
Gandalf
name?
The
Gandalf the
Grey.
Just splitting pubes, dude.
Gandalf the Curly.
Those. Did you know that pubes are as thick as copper, like, wires, dude?
Maybe yours are. Mine would never scratch anybody.
I don't. What do you mean, scratch anybody?
Well, have you ever seen, like, stranded wire? It's, like, all sparse.
Oh, yeah, me. Mine are soft, bro. I use coconut oil on these pubes.
I don't need to use anything.
They glisten,
mine are just
bro.
Naturally nice. They're, like, a comforting place. You could, like, rest a baby duck on my mound. Sorry, I made myself laugh with that visual.
Do you have a mound of pubic hair? Those 6-inch pubes might be yours.
Yeah, I permed them
now
so
I
they
believe
would rest
you.
As a bed. Those are just
where
the
are
upper.
You? Where are you going to receive these perms?
I do it myself. I buy a do-it-yourself.
You have a pube kit?
Yeah.
A perm pube kit?
Yeah, and then I go
a
on Skype
kit?
With a hairdresser named Charisse, and she walks me through it.
I'm having a hard time believing you.
That's your fault, man. That's up to you.
Well,
shout out to Sharice.
Give me Sharice's number.
All right, I've got some pubes. I'd have to get her card from my place.
And do you use like products like that black people use, like Soul Glow?
On my pubes?
On your pubes. It gives it that extra sheen.
Only if I know that I'm going to rest a bird in the nest. And I'm done. That's not a euphemism. That means I want an actual baby bird to
just
sit.
Perched up just on the pubes?
Yeah, like my ding dong is the perch, and then it just leans up against.
And just falls asleep.
Fuzzle, yeah. Nuzzles up against a fuzzy.
The Nevada bluebird?
Oh, it's Jackie's actually calling. Should we answer it?
Answer it. Put it on speaker.
All right. Hey Jackie, you're on the podcast.
Oh, do you want me to call you back?
No, what's up?
What are you doing?
Yeah,
what's up, Jackie?
I'm wondering when you're gonna come over
for some sweet love making.
I don't want to be on the podcast.
All right. I'll call you when I'm done. All right.
Okay.
To go make love sweet love to you.
Bye.
Shout out to my girlfriend Jackie,
who Michael. Make sweet love to later?
Probably not anymore.
You think she's gonna get mad?
No, I don't think she's gonna get mad, but I think she's gonna be like, that was
just
weird.
Upset enough not to put out to you?
Yeah.
No, she'll put out. I feel like you can sweet talk your way in to those labias.
You're digging me a hole here that I'm not gonna be able to climb out of, my friend.
It's not like they know what her labias look like.
I don't know if she'll appreciate us talking about them, though.
All right, let's cut that out.
Sorry about your labias, darling.
What do we got next?
You want another debate topic? Or
give me another debate topic.
Okay, pirates or ninjas? This is an easy one.
Oh, ninjas.
Pirates, bitch.
What are you, Johnny Depp?
What do you want to, you piece what, are you going to hide in the shadows instead of sail the open ocean with the breeze running through
shadows,
your curly,
bro.
Dense, ragged what? Beard?
Are you kidding me, dude?
You've got the beard of a pirate. How can you even take the ninja side?
Yeah, because I'd be wearing a mask, bro. I'd be wearing all black. You wouldn't be able to see it. I'd be lurking
in
the shadows.
Smell. I'd be like, oh, I'd be in my little dojo like, oh, I think I smell a dirty beard behind me. And
no,
then
that's a lie,
caught.
Because my beard smells delicious, that rosemary
keep
pine
a mask
bomb.
And you're reverberating your own breath and sweat onto your beard. It's
I mean, I'm obviously not going to be wearing palm or beard oil, dude, while I'm trying to do my ninja duties by murdering your pirate ass.
Look, you
fuck
get on,
you.
You get on my boat, you're walking the plank.
Good luck fighting me, bro.
I'll fight. I know every
me.
Inch of that boat, like the back
the
of my hand.
That
like
you
Johnny
know
Depp
the
knows
inch
the black pearl.
Is this dong? All right, that's it. I'll be lurking in the shadows, dude. I'll be staring at you. Just waiting to strike. Like a black mamba.
Yeah, you know, I would have my eye patch. And then
you only got one good eye.
I'd move it to the other eye and you would see that I was just keeping this one dark adapted for when I go below deck into
you
the
only
shadows
have
and
one
I would
eye.
See your ass and shoot you in the face because I'd have a gun and all you'd have is a sword.
Yeah, and then I would take off that peg leg of yours and fuck you with it. And be like, and you wouldn't even know where I'd be coming from, bro.
Parrot,
I'm in the shadows.
I would hook hand your testicles, and then I
how?
Would, with my hook hand, and then I would.
You can't even see.
Oh, I can see you. Let me finish. And then I would pull your nutsack over your face, and you would have a new mask.
No.
That's what's happening.
You got one eye.
You've got.
And you just put a patch on it. I just owned you.
No, the patch is so you can
I'm
see
I'm making
below
you
deck.
Walk the plank.
You're
with
walking
a peg
the plank.
Square up that ass.
You're getting a hook so far into your testicles that I'm going to feel a nut and pull it out. And then I'm going to put it where my eye used to be. And I can
old,
see your children in
old
the future.
Nut eye?
Yeah, that's my pirate
that's your
name.
Pirate name? Old nut eye.
You don't want to see what's under me patch, children. But I'll show you.
Ninja nuts?
And I'd be like, oh, that looks like the testicle of a ninja. And I'd be like, hey.
No. The ninjas, dude.
Pirates.
No.
Ninjas can't swim. Don't come on my boat.
Are you kidding me?
You're gonna drown.
Ninjas are Asians. And they live by the ocean.
On an island.
On an island, bro. They know how to swim.
I don't know if that's proven.
Pirates have one leg, bro, scurvy, and one eye.
I'll get all the oranges and rum that I
done.
Want. I would get all the oranges and rum that I want. Enough said. And I'd get those wenches. No. What do ninjas get? They don't get wenches.
They get chicks.
No, they don't. You ever seen a ninja with a chick?
Well, because he takes them back to his lair and just makes sweet, quiet love to him.
I'm going to need to see, like, here upstairs.
While he wears his ninja suit.
She can't even see that dick.
Oh, she's going to feel it, though.
Nah, I don't know.
I'm just creeping up behind her. It's not very
sneaky if they can feel it.
Oh, it's sneaky. Because she won't even know what hit her. I'm like, bam, and I'm inside, bro. I'm inside. She won't even fucking know until it's there. That defeats
the purpose of being a ninja. You're nah. Gonna, yeah.
She won't even know where I'm dick. Coming at from, dude.
Yeah, because she's not going to feel it.
It might be rape. It's a dick.
It's borderline, like,
that's
how,
that's borderline rape. That's how sneaky I am.
I'm but calling then the police.
Be like, but then she's going to be like, oh, it's just your dog, the ninja. Oh, thanks for the sex.
Can we get some fan art of Uriel as a ninja and me as a pirate? That would make my dreams come true. That's what we'll put on the Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to think I won that one, if we're being honest here.
You had a lot of good points, but...
Thank you.
If I had, like, 5 seconds to think of a rebuttal, I would destroy you. Because I'd stick your ass in the cannon and fire out a can of all through your guts out your mouth, and then I'd still hit your dojo on the island. Fucking ninja,
I don't think
bitch.
They had that technology back then.
Yeah, pirates did. Pirates had cannons. Watch oh, yeah? Pirates of the Caribbean.
Did you see, real quick, Pirates of the Caribbean did not cast Johnny Depp in the next one?
Yeah, he was being a bit... Dude, Johnny Depp's, like, going nuts.
Dude, fuck... Dude, that's the only reason I watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, it's me, Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow's the one banging all the chicks.
He didn't bang one chick. He almost
banged... He banged her on that Black Pearl.
Who was it? Was it Penelope Cruz or Salma Hayek?
He fucked them both.
No, only one of them was in the movie.
But he fucked one... Outside of the movie.
Sure. Okay, yeah. All right, I'll give him that. Johnny Depp can pull it off. You talk to him regularly? Yeah. Where did you meet him?
At the fucking House of Blues,
bro? At Bruce Brothers with Hawkeye?
I don't go to
that
garbage place, dude. We met at this bar on Wells called Wonder Bar.
Hmm. Hey, what's that Irish bar we went to called?
Keel's.
Keel's. Shout out to Keel's.
Shout out to Keel's. We need to go there for another beer.
Yeah. Jackie and I went there.
Without me?
We no, invited you. That was you. The night we went to the underground.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Thanks for thinking of me.
You're welcome.
Okay, so ninjas. Ninjas won. Pirates could suck my ninja dick.
All right. What's next? You're right. Let's go to the news.
The news?
Yeah.
Okay. The news. What
Let's
do we
get
have?
To current events. This is probably our other segment.
Current events. So, apparently teens are now getting drunk on boiled tampon juice, bro.
I wonder what it tastes like. Do they, like...
Apparently, it's like...
Do they add, like...
It's what they use to, like, disinfect the tampons and shit before they, like, actually package them, I think is what he was saying. Like chlorine. I don't know, dude. And they'll fucking... Apparently, they're putting, like, mosquito repellent and fucking cough syrup, bro.
Which kid has a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook and is just in this lab inventing these methods?
Dude, these kids are wild, bro.
How are they? Who thinks of this? And they're like, oh, that'll, if I melt this.
Dude, like these kids, these kids down, are fucking nuts, dude.
I'll be able to get stalker.
Eating Tide Pods, bro. Sticking tampons in their buttholes with like soaked in vodka. I'm scared of these kids, bro.
Why are they trying to... I don't get it. Just do it regular.
They just want
to
get drunk, and then, like, apparently they don't have the fucking... It's like, I have tampons...
And hot water.
And hot water, bro. I'm getting fucking lit.
One kid is just Walter White of children, just, like,
and if he gets wild, dude, he'll throw a Tampax pad in there. It's like, oh, just to get real crazy.
Wow. Would you try it?
No, bro.
Yeah, me neither. It sounds toxic.
No, it sounds disgusting. I don't want no part of
well,
that.
Well, actually, if girls are sticking that in their bodies, it can't be toxic.
And I really hope it's before, like, non-used. Like,
you know there's some wild little vamp children out there.
It's disgusting. They're definitely going to get AIDS.
Vampires can't get AIDS. We established
technically,
that.
Technically, that's a vamp. Fuck you. Yes, they can. I'm not going to argue with you right now.
All right. Yeah. All right. What else is going on?
Yeah. So, tampon juice, dude. God damn it. That's scary shit. I'm not trying to... I don't know. I can't even take shots, let alone drink tampon juice, bro.
Do they mix it with like Sunny D or what? Like,
I did. I hope so. I hope they. Can you imagine what a tampon tastes like?
Plastic, I bet. And cotton?
Cotton.
Dry you out. Dry your mouth. That's its job. It dries you out. It absorbs.
Okay, then we'll see what else we got.
I bet those kids were from Florida.
They might have fucking been from Florida, bro. Them fucking Florida people. They're fucking wild.
Yeah, yeah. The last two current events in a row were about Florida people.
So. I'm trying to find... I saw one that was fucking crazy. This dude got his pecker chopped off.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Why?
So, this is in Russia. Fuck, I gotta fucking find it. Basically, this dude in Russia, I think, lived with his fucking mom, right? And, like, he was just a fucking drunk. And he would get drunk and just, like, whoop on his fucking mom's ass, dude. Which was fucked up. Yeah. And then, like, I guess one night, he attempted to rape her, thinking it was his wife. How drunk he was. So then what happened? This motherfucker got drunk.
He was a pirate and she was a ninja.
She ninja'd him.
She ninja'd his dick.
She ninja'd his dick.
So I wouldn't be that kind of a pirate. I would, you know, I'm not getting that sloppy drunk every night.
Dude, she's over there making them fucking Russian rainbow rolls, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow, nice.
So, like, she cut this motherfucker.
That's the title of the episode. Russian rainbow rolls.
Russian rainbow rolls. So this bitch, like, hit him in the back of the head. Huge fucking frying pan. Knocks him out. Started chopping his dick off, bro.
With the frying pan? That would take forever.
No. Honestly, it was a katana.
Right. Right. She's a ninja. Go on.
Then, like, chopped up his body in, like, 70 pieces. And then, like, kept him. Kept him in the house. And, like, she got caught because I think, like, the stench got so bad.
Sentimental bitch.
Yeah, the stench got so bad they called the cops. And this bitch avoided jail time, bro.
Self-defense.
Yep.
Even though exactly. The weird psychotic massacre of the body. But dude, Russia's a crazy place. They'll be like, yeah, we get it,
man. Those fucking Russians do not fuck around.
Yeah, they really don't.
No.
Good lord.
They're in their fucking Adidas tracksuits, bro. They'll fucking
You remember the movie Orphan? Where the little girl was like actually an old lady and it was like a horror film?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so something like that happened in Russia that was after that movie.
No.
That was way more fucked up than the movie. And you can actually look on the internet and see pictures of the girl. Like, and she... Yeah, she, like, manipulated this mom and her sister to, like, abuse their kids and, like, feed them pieces of each other. And then one of the kids died because they were torturing him in the baby. It's dark as fuck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I can't think of her name. But apparently she was a part of a cult. And she evaded police by pretending to be a little boy. And, like, she shaved her head and just went to, like, a little boy school. And we're butchering that story, but it's crazy. Yeah.
Possibly.
But that's just another thing. Dude, Russians don't fuck around.
Dude, there are some wild people in this fucking world. So here's one. It's this is the Miss Africa competition.
Ooh.
Right?
So Nubians.
My beautiful Nubian princesses out here. So basically this video right here. Miss Congo won. And her fucking hair catches on fire, bro. And look at the bitch in the back. You see her? She, like, the girl in the back does not give a fuck. She's like, I'm not saying... not saying shit, bro.
All right, turn that up. It played, like, 3 times of weird, yeah. Crazy laughter.
But, dude, that bitch just sat there and watched as Miss Congo's hair just burnt. Like, fuck this bitch. Yeah. I should have won.
Yeah, Miss... The white lady, so Miss South
She's
Africa.
She's from, like, Uganda and shit. She looks like a Zulu Nation fucking tribeswoman.
She looks like a female Elon Musk. She's South African.
She was beautiful. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is disgusting.
Yeah, he has hair plugs.
He has hair plugs.
Yeah.
These girls also have fake hair. Apparently that was a wig.
And at least she didn't get, like, scalp burns.
Still, though, dude. Can you imagine how flammable that shit is? Like, all the fucking herbs and berries and fucking shit that they put in that hair, dude? How do you think they keep it up?
With hair product, like everybody else.
Like fucking herbs and berries.
I won't comment on that one.
It's Africa.
I get the joke. It's just slightly racist.
It's not racist. Have you seen Coming to America?
Haven't you seen Blood Diamonds?
No, I haven't.
Well, anyway, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, dude. That was we're trying stuff out and see how you guys like it.
Give us some goddamn feedback.
Give us some feedback, whether it be positive or negative. Any criticism helps. So hopefully you guys had a good New Year, and
follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Insta at Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Follow us on Twitter at Dangerous Let's.
Yes, because someone took Let's Get Dangerous. Also, they can kiss my ass.
You can send us an email at letsgetdangerouspod@gmail.com.
Or you could also send us nudes at
Snapchat.
We don't have a Snapchat.
We don't have a Snapchat. Maybe down the road we'll get one.
Just kidding. Don't send us nudes.
Yeah, don't send us nudes. You can also use the Anchor app to send us messages if you want. That's pretty cool. We can put your messages into our podcast if you use that platform.
Yeah, so. Fuck yeah. All right. This is the Let's Get Dangerous podcast, and we're out. Boom.
Stay sweet. Oh.